broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
And a very happy Monday morning to you. Great to have you listening into the program. Reporting 43 degrees now in Tioga. Also, Crosby and Wildrose coming in at 43 in McGregor and Granora, along with Alamo and Berthold this morning. 45 now in Ray and Stanley. Also reporting 45 in Epping, Ross, and White Earth, along with Watford City and Powers Lake, Noonan, and Columbus. And reporting 35 now in Grand Forks, 39 in Bismarck. And look at you, Fargo, reporting 52 degrees this hour. And a very good morning to you, Spence. Happy Monday morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Survived Easter holiday weekend, I would assume.
Yeah, it was a good Easter. I hope you enjoyed it and everyone else. It was beautiful weather, so I think it's something that was very nice, small little gesture. We got to enjoy with a nice Easter weather forecast.
Yeah, no doubt. It is that time of the year. It's kind of pleasant looking at 50s to 60s this week. So looks like the weather is cooperating. Everything is looking pretty good. We'll be following some news stories in a few short moments here, Spencer. And meanwhile, why don't we get right into our national anthem, our Star-Spangled Banner here this morning on KTGO, The Flag. Fantastic. Today is Monday, April 5th. It is the 95th day of the year. We've got 270 days remaining in 2021. And with that, we'll check out some stories. This segment being brought to us by Tioga Cashwise Foods. They're number one in low prices. Tioga Cashwise Foods has a very strong tradition of community caring, service, and support. They know the importance of being involved in giving back, and they do focus on fighting hunger, investing in youth, and promoting unhealthy living. And they proudly support the community of Tioga and beyond. It's Tioga Cashwise Foods. Williston Fire Department said in a news release late on Saturday that the fire broke out north of Williston, and the Williston Fire Department assisted the Williston Rural Fire Department in fighting a blaze. They dispatched five trucks. Crews were fighting the fire. Wind shifted. Flames rapidly overtook one of the trucks. And the firefighters had to evacuate. Firefighters regained control of that blaze around 8:30 Saturday evening. No one was hurt, but the truck was a total loss, and the cause of the fire remains undetermined. And on Friday, North Dakota Governor Burgum warned the state being headed into a tough fire season as he visited Billings County, where a fire had prompted him to call a statewide wildfire emergency. Governor said more acreage had been burned this year than all of 2020. Over 46.9 miles have burned across the state this year, more than tripling the 14.4 square miles that burned last year. Much of the state is in a drought. And an early Sunday morning fire in an apartment complex in Newtown prompted a response from several fire departments and an evacuation of tenants to nearby Wellness Center. Call came in around 6:18 in the morning. Fire was at the Hawk Estates apartment complex, according to the Emergency Operations Center director of the MHA Nation. Building is likely a total loss. It appears the fire started on the third floor of that third-story building, and it worked its way down. Official cause of the fire is still under investigation. Newtown Fire Department responded, then received aid from fire departments in Mandaree, Partial, Plaza, and Stanley. Newtown Ambulance and three affiliated tribes law enforcement also responded. Tenants seeking shelter going to the Northern Lights Wellness Center in Newtown, where emergency workers are offering aid and working to set residents up in hotels. Donations from the community should be sent to the Wellness Center. House Bill 1210 passed the legislature. It calls for a study into how much money teachers spend on their classrooms out of pocket. Every year, teachers spend some out-of-pocket money to provide for their students, whether for supplies or a classroom library and so forth. The study will also look at programs that some schools already have to repay this kind of spending. The goal is to be better informed to possibly make a statewide program in the next session. Staff at the International Peace Gardens asking for the public's help in planning for a safe opening season by having folks fill out their annual tourism survey. The survey is available online. Should take about 3 minutes to complete. Staff said they're looking for ways to offer visitors a safe experience, to partner with local communities, and create road trip destinations. Meanwhile, in the NCAA Men's Final Four, it looks like Gonzaga Bulldogs defeated the UCLA Bruins in overtime. It was a thriller, 93-90, to advance to the national championship game. Baylor Bears dominated the Houston Cougars, 78-59. Gonzaga and Baylor will square off in the national championship game tonight. Tip-off set for around 8:20. Minnesota Twins won their first series of the season yesterday afternoon. Minnesota defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 8-2. Minnesota begins a three-game series at the Detroit Tigers today at 12:10. Minnesota Wild used two-third period goals to power by the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 on Saturday evening. Minnesota hosts the Colorado Avalanche tonight with a puck drop around 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves of Minnesota fell to Philadelphia 76ers 122-113 on Saturday night. Timberwolves will host the Sacramento Kings tonight with tip-off set for 6 o'clock. 6:14, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with news stories after we follow Loose Tales coming up here shortly on KTGO, The Flag.
Satisfaction. All she needs is a guitar playing high. She don't need no sweet talking man. Tell her how much.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090 KTGO Tioga.
There you go, Pilot and Magic. Song entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date back in 1975. Good morning, 6:21. Jim and Spence here. Talk of the Town continues, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio. Monday, April 5th, 95 days into the new year, 270 days left. Reporting temperatures a lot warmer than they have been in the past. We're looking at 45 and 43 degrees, respectively. Tioga and Stanley coming in the 43 to 45 degree range. 44 now in Battleview. Grand Forks coming in at 34. Bismarck at 37. And again, 43 degrees. Very popular temp this morning in Epping, Ross, White Earth, McGregor, Minot, also Crosby, and Tioga this morning. Meanwhile, we continue on with some more news stories we're following here. Biden's top advisors beginning their efforts to shape the infrastructure spending bill messaging campaign. Democrats want to convince Americans that this is a historic investment, a once-in-a-lifetime moment for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. GOP lawmakers, meanwhile, are already blasting the plan, calling it a Trojan horse, and accusing Biden of using his $2.2 trillion spending bill as a backdoor to fund progressive priorities that have nothing to do with infrastructure. It's a huge tax increase. Biden expected to host GOP members for an in-person meeting or person meetings in the next few days in an attempt to sell the plan. Biden administration also has to face progressive members of its own party, like Senator Bernie Sanders, who doesn't think the package goes far enough. White House is scrambling to address the record number of migrants at the southern border. Two sources familiar with the internal U.S. Customs and Border Protection data confirmed that CBP is on pace to have encountered more than 171,000 migrants in March. This comes as the Biden administration still hasn't named its own CBP commissioner or ICE director. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Friday that it's not the biggest challenge they're focusing on right now. They think that it is contributing to a lot of why families are suddenly surging at some points, but those sudden surges have been as high as nearly 500 in a day, which is enormous, relating to the amount of people flooding through the border. Meanwhile, in his forthcoming tell-all book, Hunter Biden details his struggles with drug addiction, his time on the board of Burisma, as well as his relationship with his late brother's widow. Interview on CBS Sunday Morning, when asked about the New York Post report on email showing Biden's questionable dealings in Ukraine that were found on a laptop left in a Delaware repair shop, all the president's son could say was, "I don't know." He further elaborated, "There could have been a laptop there that was stolen from me. Could have been that I was hacked. Could have been that it was the Russian intelligence agency. Could be that it was stolen from him, or that it was a laptop stolen from me." Questionable what was going on there. A second interview will be released today ahead of the book release coming up tomorrow. So I'm sure more of the same. Meanwhile, the area around the U.S. Capitol has been closed off following Friday's attack, but it's back open now. Investigation into the suspect continues as new social media posts surface. Mourning continues for the Capitol police officer who was killed. At the request of the U.S. Capitol Police, the National Guard deployed an immediate reaction force of soldiers and airmen on Friday afternoon. 2,300 guard troops currently assigned to protect the Capitol, down from the nearly 26,000 who came to D.C. to help provide security for Biden's inauguration on January 20th. And there have been repeated calls to further downsize the National Guard presence in D.C., but some minds have changed due to the recent events on the Hill. Biden wants Congress to greenlight billions of dollars for infrastructure projects across his country, but has promised to put back Obama-era regulations that significantly slow down the process to get permits to build bridges and repair roads could be a major roadblock. Transportation Secretary Buttigieg admitted that as a mayor, he had a hard time getting permits approved, says he knows how regulations and permitting issues can raise the price tag of a project. So, lots of federal infrastructure projects. What needs to be changed in order to make the future projects don't get bogged down in red tape is what they're saying here. Derek Chauvin trial enters its second week with more testimony for the prosecution. On Friday, the head of the Minneapolis Police Department's Homicide Division told jurors that kneeling on the neck of someone who is handcuffed and is in the prone position is top-tier deadly force and totally unnecessary. That followed testimony from a police supervisory sergeant on Thursday who said he believed the officers restrained George Floyd for too long. Chauvin faces second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter charges for Floyd's death. The judge expects the trial to last up to 4 weeks. Texas Rangers hoping to pack Globe Field for their home opener today as they become the only Major League Baseball team to allow a 100% capacity at their games. Biden called the team's decision a mistake, but the franchise is defending its stance, reiterating that fans will have to wear masks and social distance in lines. Last month, a Rangers exhibition game was open to full capacity, only drew about 13,000 spectators. Franchise is expecting opening day to be different. Again, on that border surge, a number of migrants crossing the border nears historic highs. The number of smugglers coming through, creating some problems. More narcotics coming across the border. Agents have recently intercepted especially large shipments of marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamine. Significantly alarming increase in fentanyl compared to 2019, even to 2020. Shipments have raised by 600%. DEA says it's on track to top that number in 2021. Meanwhile, more than 18,000 children are in U.S. facilities. Critics demand greater action from the White House. Special envoy for the Northern Triangle will travel to Guatemala today. Thrust of the nation's primary interior enforcement agency on immigration has been severely constrained by the Biden administration. While it's not defunded, ICE no longer has the broad mandate to aggressively enforce the nation's immigration laws and remove these that are here illegally. Various metrics show huge year-over-year drops, including the number of people held in ICE custody. So taxpayers are paying about $1 million a day for thousands of empty beds. Well, that will get into our Fox Business Report as we continue on this Monday morning edition of Talk of the Town.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Hertz has accepted an offer from three investment firms to fund its exit from bankruptcy reorganization. Hertz filed for bankruptcy in May as travel plunged in the pandemic. Global employment by companies in the S&P 500 actually increased in the pandemic, though the Wall Street Journal says that's only because Amazon added 500,000 workers, more than 400,000 in the U.S. Facebook, Biogen, and FedEx also were hiring, but in all, 133 companies cut staff. Now that Tesla delivered nearly 185,000 cars in the winter quarter, analysts at Wedbush Securities are predicting Tesla shares will rise to $1,000, an increase of more than $300 from current levels. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Finally, spring has arrived, and so have all new UNTUCKit styles. Check out our new wrinkle-free shirts that every guy needs as the weather warms up. And don't forget our famous polos, the official shirts of spring. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked and will look great as we get back to the things we've been missing, like dinner with friends, reuniting with family, going on vacations, and yes, even heading back to the office. UNTUCKit shirts designed to be worn untucked. Use code TAKE20 for 20% off your first purchase at UNTUCKit.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. I received great words in the mail recently from a listener. These words were penned some time ago by Jack London and address how we should approach life. London wrote, "I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The proper function of man is to live, not exist. I shall not waste my days in just trying to prolong them. I shall use my time." These noble and inspiring words should challenge all of us. We have all viewed with regret those who stop living while they are living. They think only of preservation and live with reservations. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We will all return to one or the other. If I'm given the choice, I will choose ashes over gathering dust. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org.
Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Simply Red, Holding Back the Years. That song entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date back in 1986. Meanwhile, 44 degrees now in Kenmare, also Bowbells and Palermo, 43 in Tioga and Ray, 45 now in Williston, Wild Rose, Epping, Ross, White Earth, McGregor, Minot, Powers Lake, Granora, Noonan, Alamo, Columbus, Berthold, all coming in at 43 this morning. And checking out a few things that took place today in history. 1923, Firestone did it. They put inflatable tires into production. 1964, Army General Douglas MacArthur passed on. He was 84 years old. First woman to reach the North Pole took place on this day in 1971. Her name was Fran Phillips. 1972, a tornado took the lives of six people, injured 300 in Vancouver, Washington. 1974, the World Trade Center opened up in New York City. On this date, 1976, the reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes passed on. He lived in Houston. He was 72. 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of the L.A. Lakers became the all-time scoring leader in the NBA. He reached a career total of 31,421 with the Utah Jazz. 1986, the boomerang record, which is a throw, a return, and a catch, was set at a whopping 396 feet. Not bad for a boomerang toss, huh? 1989, Joseph Hazelwood, former captain of the Exxon Valdez supertanker that leaked nearly 11 million gallons of oil into Alaska's Prince William Sound, surrendered to authorities in New York. It's on this date in 1992 that Walmart founder Sam Walton passed on in Little Rock, Arkansas. He was 74 years of age. And it was on this date in 1909 that Robert Perry became the first man to reach the North Pole. And in 1792, George Washington became the first American president to use a veto. And on this date, 1931, Fox Films dropped an actor they said just wasn't cutting it. The guy had no chance in showbiz. His name was John Wayne. Oops. Meanwhile, Spence, great to have you on the other side of the microphone this morning. Looks like the IRS says there's a lot of tax refund scams going on out there. You can go to the IRS.gov before you reply to any emails, especially if you have a .edu address. So, lots of scams. Got to be careful. Meanwhile, I don't know if you're into competition here, but recent Guinness World Record was set for a company commander of an ordnance disposal unit in Kentucky. It's for the fastest mile run by a woman wearing a bomb disposal suit, and she set a record on Saturday. She's with the 717th Ordnance Disposal Company, and she finished with a record time of 10 minutes and 23 seconds, enough for a new world record.
That's quite fast.
If you look at it, you know.
I don't even think I can do a mile without a bomb suit.
I could not do it. If you've ever done any type of run with weights, they say you feel really good when you start out, and then all of a sudden you hit the wall.
Yep, I'm sure.
It's like, boom. After you hit the wall, it's all mental, because you know your body is capable of doing it, but it just doesn't feel like it wants to move. And that suit weighs more than 70 pounds.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely. I can't even do that. Because they do say, you know, that runner's high when you kick it in that second gear is, you know, the thing is real. I remember in middle school doing the mile run, and, you know, once you kind of get in the zone, before you know it, you're like, all right, I only got like two laps to go. So it's it's there, but with, like you said, added weight and let alone a whole bodysuit, congrats. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's all I can say, too. I mean, that's a pretty big feat there, and pretty strong lady. Pretty strong person in general to be able to do that. So, yeah, well done. And meanwhile, Disney World, you know, is open. You can spend a lot of money going there. A particular person spent $15,000 with his Disney World vacation last month.
Yeah, I just read this article last night.
You read this one, too. He was he was there, ready to go in, and then he didn't want to do his temperature check before he entered the park. So, when he skipped that, he ran around the screening tent, and, you know, Disney World has their coronavirus protocols, and he was asked to go back, and then he refused, and then he was asked to leave the park, and then he refused. So then Disney called the police and arrested him for trespassing, and then, of course, there has to be a video, and that video shows him saying, "Hey, I paid $15,000 as he was being handcuffed, and he said, you know, you can't trespass me because I paid $15,000. Then he changed his stance to, "Hey, will you take my temperature before you kick me out, please?" And then he was being taken away, a deputy said, "They'll do that at the jail, sir."
Yeah, from what I read, he kind of made a bigger fuss. You know, like, sometimes you just got to talk calmly. You know, I understand the frustration, I do, but you know, you don't go to hooting and hollering right away. Just kind of, you know, like I said, making a scene, it's, who knows? You can go from there, but yeah, just to refuse and making sure everyone knows how much he spent, that doesn't.
I mean, it's kind of it's kind of a shame. I mean, the protocol is there, and if he's regulations are prompted by the park, front office, those people that are, you know, doing what they have to do, they're just kind of doing their job, but it's how they react and how they carry on. And everybody's in a catch-22 there. Some people just trying to do their job. Some people doing their job a little bit too effectively. And I'm not going to name any places that, you know, still have the masks, awaiting you at the front desk when you walk through the door. And then they're very ready to hand you a mask if you don't have one. But according to them, they're just kind of doing their job, but it's kind of
right. And they're just trying to, you know, do what they got to do to survive. And, you know, going back on that, and I'll lightly touch on it, is, you know, those places that, you know, they'll say they have the mask going in, but you don't see anyone wearing them, and it's not like they're bothering you. So it's just kind of more of hopefully in the near future, we can, get back to some normalcy, and things like this won't happen, or this won't be a big news story because of of that, and I'm sure this is why they're kind of, you know.
I mean, what's kind of troubling is, I mean, the masks don't even, you know, I mean, people still get COVID wearing
a mask.
Yeah,
if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's the whole thing there, too. And we were last week, you know, with April Fool's Day, you know, being on Thursday of last week, you know, we talked about you know, April Fool's prank going bad for a mother that called her daughter and said that she had been shot. Now there seems to be one that even tops that one. And yeah, this one went too far too. In Ohio, New Carlisle, a 57-year-old lady is going to jail over her prank where she falsely reported an active shooter at the Navistar plant. She's a worker at night. She texted her sister saying there was a report of an active shooter. That sister then called 911 at about 11:45 in the morning, which prompted a county-wide law enforcement response to the plant from multiple police agencies. And deputies were on the scene within 2 minutes, quickly entered the facility looking for the reported active shooter. Eventually alerted that the reporter was just an April Fool's joke. And, of course, the gal was put into a position because she put a lot of people into danger over a stupid joke. She was arrested, charged with inducing panic and disrupting public services. And workers and family members described being terrified when they thought that there was an actual active shooter inside the plant. And they're saying, well, I was extremely sick. Very sick joke is what it was. And it went way too far as they're concerned.
Yeah, there's some things you just don't joke about. Or,
I mean, I'm assuming that. With these incidents like this, I mean, I don't know how much longer April Fool's Day will survive.
Right.
That's what I'm saying in this world of political consciousness.
Canceled.
I just don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those that could be canceled down the road here if we're not careful. But anyway, Spence, for what it's worth, let's take a quick time out, get into our Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. And we'll be back with our birthday segment coming up here. Are you celebrating today? We'd love to hear from you. 701-664-5846, or you can email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. Happy Monday morning to you. KTGO The Flag.
Corn and soybean planting intentions are falling a bit short of what the USDA expectations were. That's next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234. For more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer. The Department of Agriculture's Prospective Planting Report revealed that farmers intend to plant less corn and soybeans this year than originally expected. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Shelby Myers says that farmers plan to plant 91.1 million acres of corn and only 87.6 million acres of soybeans.
And combined, that acreage would be an estimated 178.7 million acres, which would be the second highest on record behind 2017 when we did 180 million acres of corn and soybeans. And from what we can tell, that's really the big story of what farmers intend to do this year. And those two big commodities are the hot story at the moment.
Those figures are lower than the previous estimates that was released by the USDA earlier this year.
They estimated that farmers would plant 92 million acres of corn and 90 million acres of soybeans. And then even leading up to the report, we've gotten high prices over the last month, and the estimates for corn were just about 93.2 million acres, and soybeans were closer to 89.9 million acres, and we ended up lower than both of those estimates.
Myers also says that the outside of increase in planted acres, to meet the increased demand for corn and soybeans on the horizon, record-breaking yields or supply rationing will definitely need to occur.
With tightened supplies and rising commodity prices for both corn and soybeans, it really was expected that farmers would be planting every acre possible. And these estimates don't really reflect that. I guess the good news for farmers is the tightened supplies and increased demand will really help hold commodity prices at these current high levels and potentially drive them even higher.
If you'd like more information on these market reports, you can always read more on the Market Intel page at FB.org. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
Yeah, one of the female singers from that group, ABBA. Agneta Falskoog is celebrating her 71st birthday today. So happy birthday to her. And let's see, some other folks celebrating birthdays include these fine folks from the Tioga area. We're talking about Josh Keller, Andrew Camp, Tayton Lane Rice, and even Chase Schroeder celebrating birthdays in the Tioga area. So happy, happy birthday. It's a great day to celebrate, no doubt. Celebrating right along with that singer-songwriter from the band The Hollies, Alan Clark, who's turning 79 today. And other people that are celebrating as well. General Colin Powell turns 84 years old today. There you have it, birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday in next hour, we'll do the birthdays again at around 7:50. Again, our phone number is 701-664-5846, or you can email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. Would love to hear from you. Well, it looks like if you're considering air travel, should know that a lot of pandemic waivers are ending this month, so don't expect that you might be getting a real, real great deal. You'll be able to check out the deals once you get in there, but there might be no cancellation or change fees with air travel vouchers that have been available through the pandemic. So things are changing up a little bit in the airline industry as they continue to build back. Meanwhile, according to a new survey, employees are less likely to make mistakes at work if music is available. So perhaps that's something to consider for employers. At some point this week, about 12% of people will somehow burn themselves with pizza. Got to watch that hot pizza there. 10 years ago, about 1 in 3 adults said that using your phone in the restroom was okay. Now it's up to about 81% that say it's okay. Here's something to think about. About 3,000 people ended up in the ER after tripping over a laundry basket last year. Kind of one of those safety deals at home there. Majority of human population currently under 30 years of age on the planet, but still plenty of people that are, well, 60 years and older. In fact, 12.3% of the people on Earth are 60 years and older. That number is expected to reach about 22% by 2050. Still got a lot of us baby boomers hanging out, right? Yeah. Here's something to think about when you go to an art museum, Spencer. Here was an art piece that was being showcased by an American graffiti artist over in Seoul, Korea. Somehow it was damaged by a couple in their 20s who thought the sets of paint and the brushes that laid in front of the artwork was for spectators to use. Staff at the gallery exhibition noticed that new brush strokes were on the wall. Small swipes of green, dark green to the corner of the center. This took place last Sunday. After checking the security camera, two suspects were taken into police custody for investigation. The police were called, and they talked to an insurance company for the damaged artwork. They said they'll do their best to minimize the harm to the couple who unintentionally vandalized the work. That piece of art is valued at about $440,000. And it was by New York-based artist John Wan. So note to self, if you go to an art exhibition and you see maybe a can of paint and some brushes laying aside with the display. Probably better not decide to work on the artwork. Enhancement could mean prosecution there. So I've got to be careful with that one. And Spence, 30 years of age, important milestone in a gentleman's life, and we'll take a look at some statistics matching up men from 1990 to the year 2020 and see how things have really changed over the years. We'll do that coming up here shortly after we get into Hannity's Morning Minute here on KTGO, The Flag.
So I just did me some talking to the sun.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And conservatism is what? What do we want? We want less government in our lives, limited government. We want the lowest taxes possible. We want to end the burdensome bureaucracy that is a stranglehold on business. We want secure borders. We want energy independence. We want those high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We want constitutional justices. People want and deserve cities and towns that are safe and secure. We believe in law and we believe in order. We believe that if our public schools are failing our kids at a spectacular level, our kids deserve better. We want safe schools and we want good schools. It's pretty simple.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's HustlerTurf.com.
Well, let's see here. Men's Health Magazine compares a 30-year-old man from 1990 to a 30-year-old man in 2021. They say the average age of a man when he first gets married back in 1991 was 25.9. Now it's raised up to 29.5 years of age. 1991, guy's first kid was born when he was about 29 years of age. Now he's up to 31 years of age for his first child. Military service, veteran status among men ages 21 to 36. In 91, it was about 15% of men in the military. Now it's gone to 4%. And it looks like men are a little bit heavier today than they were 30 years ago. 1991, 14.1% of men were obese. Now, 34.8% of men between the ages of 20 and 39 are obese. Life expectancy has changed, too. 1991, life expectancy to be about 71.4 years. Now it's up to 76.1. So there you have it, some stats that have changed in time. Want to thank our fine friends at NCC for providing the great services and products that they give to the wonderful Flag family here at KTGO. They offer a lot of different services, including video, internet, phone, security, video surveillance services. They've got medical alert services, North Dakota long distance, calling features. They've got leased tower access. They've got 24/7 support. After-hour support on call employees, internet speeds up to 1 gig. Then they do proudly support schools, youth, and local organizations, along with chambers and EDCs. And we thank NCC for their fine support.